Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, so back to the working group. So without objection, then, we're going to make that a 35-minute discussion, Marion. So why don't you let us know when we reach the 20-minute point, if you would, please. Marion?
Sorry, I was muted. Okay, so that would be 10 after 10 if we start now.
Right. Okay, so who is going to present the report from the working group?
Well, this is Bill. I can if you want. Of course, we had a longer one that I sent out to you before the last meeting, and then we met again last week, and I sent another one focusing primarily on shorter-term issues. I emailed that last night. We don't probably have time to read the whole thing. I guess maybe we should just ask your questions, or if anybody has any particular things we need to emphasize or recommend to the NES now, maybe we should try to concentrate on that first.
Well, Bill, if I can make a suggestion, both okay. for the stream, but also for members who may not have had time to read it, why don't you just hit the high points? Don't read them, but just
okay.
kind of the broad strokes.
Well, the first sort of main section was on promotion during the nomination period and several things that should be done real soon, like now or sooner. And Lynn Serpy talked about some of this. It sounds like it's already going on or planned. And concern about, with no pre-nomination carts airing, whether we can get enough candidates to run, during the normal nomination period. That was something, Frank had asked about too. Then the other main topic, or the second main topic was the membership databases, the need to get those updated and the LASs to get started on that right away. Sounds like, that she's already asking the LASs to work on that. And then some other things that we can work on in the near future, like local elections committees, that standard class mail, bulk rate mail should not be used for ballots, and also that we should be getting to work along with the NES on reviewing the requests for proposals that we used last year and previous elections. So I've never seen the one from last year, so if anybody has access to the request for proposals for the election services vendor, please share it with the committee.
Can I just answer that one point?
Okay.
My recollection, and I will definitely check my emails to verify this, is that we didn't actually draw up a new RFP. We used the old one and I think sent a cover note that noted a couple things. Obviously, we weren't going to, I shouldn't say obviously. It was decided by, I believe it was by the IED, that there should be a normal hiring process for an NES and LESs rather than doing it on an RFP basis, which had been done, I think, initially in 2012 and didn't work. And so, they reverted anyway to that process of just hiring. But other than that the parts that could be contracted out were still valid, and but I'll check, and certainly if there was any revision, I'll definitely post that to the committee. And Lynn is now I've signed her up to the listserv, so she's she'll be privy to that as well. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Bill. Well, that was basically it for that's a summary of it, and I encourage everybody, if you didn't find it or didn't have questions, you can email me. I'd be glad to send it to you again. Same thing if anybody's listening on the stream. There's some other later issues that we'll need to talk about more later on, but we kind of decided we didn't need to work on it quite yet. For example, how to ensure the elections reach quorum without extensions, about continuing to mail paper ballots, and the short candidate statements, and how to reduce the number of errors in the playing of candidate carts.
Okay. All right. So does anyone else who was on the working group want to add anything? Okay. Well, if not, then why don't we start with the most immediate issues, the promotion during the nomination period. There were several suggestions here. Some of them Lynn indicated that she's already implementing or in the process of implementing. Some of them may supplement that. Does anyone want to address any of those points?
A point of information.
Yes, Nancy, go ahead.
Nancy from KPFT. She did not ask, but could we or should we write some scripts?
You mean for cards to promote the election?
Well,
is that what you're asking?
Yeah, promoting the election. Like.
Yeah, she's already doing that.
Oh, okay. Well, she doesn't need our help.
This is Bill, if I could respond to that, too.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Actually, I did talk to Lynn several times in the last week, and I think Bob did too, and emailed her information what we had on past elections and files, and scripts were one of the things she asked for. And I didn't have her, Lainey, but she did ask if anybody has any suggestions for scripts to please send them to her. And so, or you can send them to me or Bob, and we can aggregate them and send them on. But, you know, a variety of different scripts to make it interesting would be helpful. So
yeah, I did send.
She would welcome that from anybody.
I sent her the script from last year. So, but sure, yeah. If other people have other scripts, that's fine.
Nancy Sorden.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, the script from last year, did it include, you know, the part about the nominations and when they're closed, and also
yes.
about when the members have to be members?
Yes, it did.
It did. Okay, great.
Okay, anyone else on issues of candidate promotion and promoting people to become members?
This is Serene.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm wondering how many, and I think there's someone here from every station, how many LSBs have a waiver process in place or has discussed it or, you know, just where things stand on that?
Okay.
Could you repeat the question? I'm sorry, point of order. Could you repeat the question? Didn't understand. Couldn't hear you.
Okay, so Bob?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. There are three ways that someone can become a member. One is by doing 3 hours work for the station under supervision, you know, supervision of management, or by contributing at least $25 between the record date and I guess that would be July 1st of last
right.
year to June 30th of this year, or by obtaining a hardship waiver from the LSB. And that is not a process that has been particularly uniform, and in some areas it's been actually resisted with a great degree of fierceness. So I'm just wondering if people can tell us what's happening at their LSBs with regard to waivers.
So would anyone
Nancy,
like to?
Bill.
Nancy and then Bill.
Today is the first time I heard it on KPFT, this about hardship waivers. And then I remembered somebody said on the air a long time ago that prisoners could get membership. And, you know, it's something I remembered, and I forgot all about it. But, yeah, if that's true, then we should be promoting the prisoners to have their membership. And we have a lot of listeners from prisons. Back to you.
Okay, Bill.
Yeah, I remember while I was on our LSB before, and I chaired it for several years, and I don't believe we ever got a single waiver request. But what we tried to promote through our membership department, there's been some turnover there since then, but is that if anybody wanted to be a member and couldn't donate even 3 hours of work, volunteer time in the whole year, you know, like just sitting in and answering phones during one fund drive shift would do it, or if they couldn't donate $25, that they could, you know, they could do something else. And I don't think anybody actually asked for a waiver. Everybody was willing to help in some way. And like Nancy was saying, even prisoners have filled out program evaluation forms, and that, you know, they could take more than 3 hours doing that to listen to several shows. So I think they've all been able to qualify without having to use the waiver process. I mean, the bylaws requirements are really easy to meet, just only having to do 3 hours of volunteer work per year. I haven't known of anybody that hasn't been able to do that.
Right.
Jan,
this is Serene.
Okay, I have Jan and then Serene, and then I'll call my I'll call myself and then Serene, and she's already spoken. Go ahead, Jan.
I wanted to know, what is the date of record?
It's June 30th.
Okay,
same
so
day
that
nomination
closed. Thing
that's
closed. Very important to let people know about.
Right. Well, that's in the text of the CART from last year, which I believe Lynn is using a version of that.
Okay.
Okay. And let me just respond to what Bill said. There's certainly potential for a certain, you know, proportion of people to do some sort of volunteer work that could be based at home. Although, remember, the bylaw says it has to be supervised by management. So that has to be, you know, kind of carefully managed. But I think we should be very careful not to make assumptions about the difficulty of people's lives, particularly, you know, with economic conditions as they are, and also to remember people with all sorts of different disabilities. And that was, I know, in the discussions of forging the bylaws, that was an important factor, is that we don't want to exclude people based on disability. So I don't think our discussions about hardship waivers should be approached from the vantage point of, well, anyone who puts their mind to it, they can do it. They don't need any waivers. So I think we should, you know, make a process that is fair and reasonable, but that does give people that opportunity. And then the final thing is just to remember that while on paper, theoretically, there could have been a year in which to do the 3 hours of service, the fact is that based on, I mean, perhaps there's not people on this call who can answer Serene's question, but so far no one has answered affirmatively that their LSB has created a waiver process. So that means, even in the best case scenario, that all five of them do it at their meetings this month, that'll leave anywhere from 1 to 2 to 3 weeks of time for people to fulfill their 3 hours, which, you know, which seems, I mean, because people have not been aware that there is this whole process and, you know, this is an option. So I'm just saying that we shouldn't make assumptions about what people can do, especially at this late moment. Okay, Serene, you're next.
Okay, thanks. I have another question, but I'll finish dealing with the waivers thing first. I wanted to propose that we create a work group of people from the committee and the PNB who might be interested in this to put together some suggestions around a waiver process, which does not, I mean, we have fewer than 30 days for any LSB that's interested in offering that to people, and I would hope that every LSB makes the opportunity available for people who aren't able to do the donation of time or money to still register their commitment to the station and to have an opportunity to have a voice in the governance structure. So I know three of our LSBs are actually meeting next Wednesday. I am wondering if there's a way that we can meet maybe over the weekend or something. I hate working weekends, but, you know, to try to offer something so that the LSBs that are interested, the three that are meeting next Wednesday and the one that's meeting the following Saturday, I think, would have something with which to go into work if that's their intention, if that's their desire. But I know it's not going to be a week, so how can we work that out?
Well, I think that's a good direction. I just would point out that in 2012, the then NES, Terry Barishas, created some very detailed guidelines for how LSBs could create a fair waiver process, and I was just planning tomorrow to dig that up and send that to Lynn to see what she wants to do with that.
Excellent. Okay, fine.
You know, I mean, so I don't know where you want to go with that.
Well, can I ask another question, please?
Sure.
When is the next meeting of the existing work group?
Bill, is there another date?
No, we didn't have a set another date. I guess that would be up to this committee to pick a date, as we've done in the past.
Okay.
Okay, so that's it on that point.
Okay, you're getting a little muffled. Can you adjust your phone?
Yeah, I'm saying I'll leave that there since you do have something from Terry that you're sending to Lynn. That'll do. I have a separate point also that I would like to raise.
Go ahead.
I don't know. Okay, thank you.
It's 10:05, by the way.
Okay, sorry. Marion, just remind me, how many more minutes on this item?
Five.
Five more? Okay. All right.
Okay, I'll talk faster. The bylaws have created a body called the Committee of Inclusion, which is a national committee that sits at each station, consisting of one director, three delegates, right? One national board member, three local board members, and whoever else they as a body choose to include, right? To extend to in choosing other members or whatever the case is. And I'm wondering how they have been working at your stations. There was a request since last June that CABS turn in reports on precisely how they had been functioning. I know certainly in New York we've seen nothing of the kind, and it was supposed to have been sent to the PNB, and I've seen nothing there. So I don't know what's happening locally. Maybe you guys can weigh in on that. But one of the things that the Committee of Inclusion is supposed to look at is the diversity in terms of the candidates for the board. And last year in New York, we did do something of a survey of the candidates who were running, and there was a significant absence of diversity in terms of the self-identification of the candidates. So since we're in elections again, and the issue of, you know, really making sure we're looking at underrepresented groups in our area, I'm just wondering if anyone can say what their CLI is doing or did on that front last year, and you know might have been talking about this year.
Okay, would anyone like to answer that?
This is Marion. I actually had a question, but it can wait until after anybody else has anything else to share.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And this is Bill. I had something else on the working group report.
Yeah, hang on. Is there anyone who has a functioning committee of inclusion at their station that would like to share anything about it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the state of things. So let me call on Marion and then Bill.
Okay. I just want to raise an issue that is not really discussed, but it really needs to be. When Serene used the term self-identification, and this is a particular issue, I think, number one, it's a human rights issue. It's something that's being dealt with at the international level, but neither the U.S., I don't know about other countries in the region, but for Native American people and for the slavery descendants of the U.S., which is black Americans, and everybody who's black is not black American. But when people talk about self-identification, there has been abuse of that. And so that raises a red flag. And people need to think about this. They need to be aware that there have been many, many cases where people have claimed to be, for example, Native American, when they really are not. And I'm talking mainly, primarily about white people. And people who kind of like may think they mean well, but that's, I think it's kind of twisted. What was it, the white lady up in Seattle, Washington, who had been passing for black, for God's sake?
She was in D.C., Marion.
Pardon me?
She was in D.C., but I didn't mean to cut you off, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, she wasn't. She was on the West Coast. The lady I'm talking about was on the West Coast. She was not.
She was chair of the. She was the chair of the NAACP chapter of her town or something, right?
Yes.
Rachel Dolezal.
Dolezal. Yeah, that's just one. So there is no legislation yet. The slavery descendants of the United States are not recognized, and that is very serious. anyway, when she said self-identification, because it is not just a matter of who I think I am when I wake up in the morning, for God's sake. And either you are from a certain population or you're not. So that's, you know, something that really needs to be looked at. And I know that this is not the time for the whole thing, but a lot of people have not even thought about this. That's it. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Who else wanted to speak?
Bill.
Bill, go ahead.
Unless there's somebody else that hasn't spoken yet.
It's 10 minutes after, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Like 20 seconds?
Hold on 1 second. Didn't we have 35 minutes for this? Have we, Marion, have we exhausted 35 minutes?
There was a warning alert.
I just muted myself. Okay, no. So we started at 10 of, right? Is that
right? Yeah.
And so now it's 10 after, so if we are going to do 35, we've got 15 more.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. Something else, John, promoting the elections is that I'd emailed Lynn and she emailed back as it was a good idea to request from all of you to, you know, contact people you know at the stations or even outside the stations, whoever knows of any celebrities that might record some cards for us. Somebody with a recognizable voice would really help a lot. They could be specific here to your station, or maybe maybe somebody in L.A. could find some actor that would be could record a generic card for elections that we could air on all the stations. The more different voices and the more different carts, the more likely they're going to be listened to, because people tune out if they hear the same one over and over and over again. So just be thinking about that. If you know of somebody who might know someone who could record carts for us to promote the elections, both the nomination phase and also later in the get out the vote phase, that would be very helpful. And again, the scripts also she asked for. If you have any suggestions on those, just write them up. So thank you.
Okay.
Annette from KPFT.
Go ahead.
Bob, when you do dig up and find hardship waiver?
Hardship waiver policy, yeah.
It's not a form, like an application form.
Yeah, I believe it was a set of guidelines and then an actual form that should be used.
Okay, could you send to the committee?
I'll put it on the committee listserv.
Yes. Okay. That's all. Oh, yes. And I wanted to say our committee of inclusion last year, that was one of my homework. So I asked the LES, and she sent me back, you know, everything like black, white, whatever. But I'm depending on her to have amassed and to have said the truth. I mean, we didn't have a something directly from the candidate or the LSD. I just wonder what would be the best. Maybe it'd be better from the candidates themselves to the Committee of Inclusion. Oh, that's all.
Okay. All right. Anyone else?
Jan Goodman.
Go ahead, Jan.
At the last Elections Committee meeting, the NES said that having local election committees to help the LESs, you know, do the things they had to do would have been helpful. And she said, you know, either nonpartisan or quote, balanced. I don't have an opinion about how best to form them, but I think that we should be talking about how to do that, maybe through the CABs, maybe through the LES, maybe through just asking people, but it seems like that would be helpful. So all of the things that have to be done don't just merely fall on the shoulders of the LESs and the NESs. So I think I want to bring that forward as something that we can do to help move this election forward.
Okay, anyone else?
Nancy Jordan to the Senate.
Yeah, Nancy, and then I'll call on myself on another topic.
And so I guess I'd like to just make a motion that we refer the formation of election committees to help the LES's motion that we recommend to the local, to the LSBs, that they form an election committees to help the local election supervisors.
Okay, can you please put that in writing?
Yes, I will, and I'll send it to everyone.
Okay. All right. So, Nancy, before I call on you, does anyone want to address this motion?
Yes.
Good. Can you restate the motion, or can you repeat the motion, please?
Oh, she's writing it.
Jan, can you hear us?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, that we urge each local LSB and or CAB to create a local election committee to assist the LESs in each station area to help with tasks relating to the election.
Okay, any discussion on the motion?
Not sure, Eric, to the stack.
Okay,
Eric.
And Serene.
And Bill.
Okay, so, we'll start with Eric and Serene and then go from there. Eric?
Yeah, I think once we've retained the services or brought in an LES, we've pretty much told them, or should be implicit, that they are going to be in charge. They're going to run it. Now, if we're saying the members of the CAB or the LSB were going to be an advisory group or share some ideas, that's one thing. It doesn't seem to be plausible to bring in an LES and then say, we're going to have another group supersede that or be an advisory or be a co-LES.
Oh, Jan Goodman, I'd just like to explain.
Jan, hold
totally
on.
Not what
Jan,
I had
excuse
mind.
Me. You're not called on. Let Eric
okay.
finish.
Okay.
No,
Jan,
I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. So I'll add you to the sec, Jan.
I just want to clarify.
Okay, but let's
okay.
go in order of the sec. Serene, and then Nancy.
Okay. So, you know, an election committee... Election committees used to exist at every station. I think the first couple of rounds, election supervisors thought that would be useful, and there were certainly enough people who were enthusiastic about the idea, but I think in almost every case, and that's why election committees have not been in use in more recent elections, it became something of a nightmare. Where there were that more many people trying to be the boss of the LES who were supposed to be the boss of the election process locally. So I think it might be a good idea for the NES to review what were some of the, and you know, people can, someone needs to press #1 to mute themselves. But I think it would be good if perhaps we can help identify those sections of previous reports, so the NES might take a look at it and then be better. I know that last year's NES mentioned it, the current NES can perhaps help create some guidelines that might help our LESs decide whether they want the assistance of an elections committee, as sometimes help is much more expensive than non-help.
Okay, Nancy Sorden.
You know, I'm listening to everybody and echo back to a lot of it.
I'm sorry, can you speak a little louder, please?
We have to be careful, like Eric said and Serene said, about not making sure that if we require a committee, it's not in conflict with the contract. that the LES has. I would think that the purpose of the committee would be to help to save money if the contracts, you know, says that they get paid. I don't know. Maybe it's too late for all of this, but if the committee could help cut down on the hours that the LES needed to expend and get paid for, that would be great. Another reason for the committee would be to help write stuff, to check over what the LES has written, maybe what CMS has written. I was thinking, originally I wanted to comment on the waiver process, and that is to speak in favor of what Bill said about having jobs for people to do rather than, I mean, not rather than, but in case they would rather do some work, you know, give them some work that they can do, list, you know, give ideas, list specifics that are possible for anyone to do that would really be of help to the station. It would be real help, and that would be, eligible for a waiver. And that may, you know, specifying that may help the LES write waiver policy or whatever. You know, you have to really think hard about whether or not the committee, I think you have to, instead of just specifying whether it's a committee, you have to really specify what the job of the committee is going to be rather than mandating that a committee be formed and that it, and resulting in interfering with the LES function and increasing the cost of the LES.
This is Grace, Sister.
Okay, I'll add you to the list. So I have Bill, I want to add myself to the stack, and, well, Grace first, and then myself, and then Jan.
10:22 p.m.
Okay, so how many minutes left?
Three.
3 minutes. Okay, so, and we have four of us to speak, so can we limit our comments to 1 minute each, and then just finish this stack and then vote? Any objection? Okay. All right. So, Bill? Bill, are you there?
Sorry, I was muted. Look at the bylaws, Article 4, Section 4 on local election supervisors. It gives the LESs the authority to create a committee, and all of the members, in the opinion of the LES, should be believed to be neutral individuals. And the trouble is that's hard if they're on the LSB. If there's really some independent members of the LSB, that's good. Or maybe the CAB would be better. I forget. Somebody mentioned that. And I agree with ideas. If we can provide people to help the LES, that's fine, but not to interfere with what the LES is doing.
Okay, great.
Usually the LESs are completely new, and it's almost impossible to get a working understanding of the bylaws and all the intricacies of the campaign rules. So having a committee can be very good for the LESs to explain to them what the rules and what the past has been, who they can contact at the station to put cards on the air, who does what, and all that kind of thing. The things that those of us who've been around the station for a while, information that we have access to. So I understand that there can be difficulties with having a committee, but there are also benefits. And otherwise, it can be a situation where the LES has difficulty in adjudicating campaign violations and other may not be as fluent in understanding of the bylaws and election procedures, and certain things can be pointed out. And so I think that a committee would be helpful to the LES.
Okay, let me just call myself and say I think several people have made some really good points about the serious limitations of having a committee that is not defined clearly, that could encroach on or actually run at cross purposes to the work of the LES. And as Bill pointed out, the bylaws reference is to the LES setting it up themselves, not having an LSB set up an election committee. So I think it would be a serious mistake, especially given the divisions on all five of our LSBs, to have to recommend that they create such a committee. I think, we can certainly encourage our LESs to reach out to the, if there are volunteer coordinators at the station or other people that might, alert them to people who might have time and energy to provide assistance. I think Nancy's idea about, making that part of the publicity about how if you haven't been able to volunteer up till now and you have some time, this could be a way to get voting rights. I mean, there's creative solutions, but I don't think a mandated committee is at all the right approach. All right, and then finally, Jan, and then we really need to vote on this.
I just sent it to some people. I don't know what the proper place to send it, so I just sent it to Nancy and Bob and a few other people. So if you tell me, is there a place that I should be sending that so I can send it to everybody? And I kind of tailored it.
You showed it reply all on Bill's email.
Right. Did you get Bill's email earlier with the agenda and so forth?
Oh, I did, but I don't think it had
everybody's thing. Yeah, he had two emails, one to the listserv, which apparently you're not on yet, but another one was to every individual member.
Okay, I'll look for it.
But in the meantime...
And I tried to tailor it to kind of what everybody was saying so that it's a little bit different than what I said.
Okay, so Nancy, did you get it? Because if not, I'll look for it and I can read it so we can vote on it. Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Not yet.
No, okay.
I just sent it. I did send it.
Oh, all right. I'm looking for it, too. Hang on.
Okay, 10:26.
Yes. No, we're moving to the vote.
Okay, here.
Okay.
I see it.
All right. Can you read it, please?
Okay. It says... Resolve that the PNB Election Committee urge each local LSB and CAB to help create a volunteer local election committee to assist the LES in each respective station area, carry out tasks to help the LES carry out his or her task. That task would be determined solely by the LES. To clarify, these committees would not be advisory at all, but would be task-oriented as directed by the... Oh, I said LSB. It should have been LES. Please correct me.
Yeah, I was worried about that.
No, it should be LES. I'm sorry. The committee member should either be, quote, neutral or, quote, balanced, submitted by Jan Goodman.
Okay, we're out of time for discussion, so we're just going to have to go to a straight yes or no vote on this.
I'm sorry. I really want to see it.
You really
want to see it? I just sent it, so it should be there.
Okay.
And please change. It definitely was not supposed to be LS. As directed by the LSB, it should be LES.
Is this coming from you, Jan?
It's coming from me, and it's going to be on the same thread as Bill Crozier's reminder about the LSB, about the PNB Elections Committee, election meeting.
Okay, I'll check. Thanks.
So the head should say election... Tom meets Wednesday, working group report.
Okay, while we're waiting for everyone to get it, let me just mention on a different subject something that was in the working group report, and that's about the situation at PFW as to how many seats are open. I had brought that question to Lynn's attention to point out that, that in my mind it was unclear, and so she... spoke to several people and really researched it and concluded, as you'll see on the website, that PFW has just 12 seats open, so like every other station. So So I just wanted to answer that, because in the working group report it said this is still an open question, but she's answered that question. So I just wanted to bring everyone up to date on that.
Thanks so much. I don't see the email yet for sure.
All right.
Nancy, well, KPFT, a point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Could somebody please mute their phone when they're not speaking? It's squeaking and background noise has been going on all through. Could we all be a little more careful? That's it.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah, that's a good
The caption you're looking for Jan's motion is Motion Ray Local Election Committee.
Have you received it, Serene?
I have.
It's only for some people. For the rest of everybody, Elections.com meets Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Some people I knew, I just typed in a bunch of names that I could think of off the top of my head.
Okay. So, does anyone object to going to the vote now, or do people still need to wait and see it in their inbox?
I would actually like to table the motion.
Okay, so a motion to table is not debatable. Well, first of all, is there any objection to tabling?
Yes,
I object. It's not going to do any. Jan Goodman.
Okay, so Jan objects.
I object.
Okay, that's fine. So then we'll call a vote on tabling. Now, actually, let's make the language clear. There's tabling and there's postponing. So tabling is just putting it on the table for an indefinite period. It can be taken down from the table and reconsidered at any later point, which obviously wouldn't be tonight because we set our next meeting date and then we adjourn. Postpone would be to a specific time. So, Serene, is your intent the former or the latter?
Yes.
Which one? To a specific time or just indefinitely?
I don't really care. I just think that, you know, for people who started a job yesterday, urging them to do anything is not totally inappropriate.
Okay, so the word table is used to mean indefinite, so that's the motion. So there's been a couple of objections, so Nancy, please call the roll. A yes, tables this indefinitely, can be taken down later. A no moves us directly to the vote tonight. Okay, so Nancy, please call the roll.
Okay, KPFA, Anthony Fisk. Anthony, I do not hear you. Sharon
no,
Adams?
No.
Oh, Anthony votes no. Okay. Sharon Adams? Sharon, I do not hear you. Margie Wilkinson? Margie, I do not hear you. KPFK, Grace, Aaron?
Yes. To table, no. No, I'm against tabling.
Okay. Grace votes no. Fred Blair?
No.
Fred votes no. Gentleman?
Jan Goodman votes no.
WBAI, Bob Litter.
Yes.
Bob Litter votes yes. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Serene votes yes. Frank LePever.
No.
Frank LePever votes no. KPFT, Bill Crozier.
No.
Bill Crozier votes no. Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Wesley votes yes. Nancy Saibar and Adi Tomi votes yes. WPFW, Jim Brown.
Deb Shafto from KPFT.
Oh, I'm sorry, Deb. Deb
yeah,
Shafto.
I am too. I vote no.
Deb Shafto votes no. Okay. WPFW, Jim Brown.
No.
Jim Brown votes no. WPFW, Douglas Ngaro.
Yes. I still don't have it. I don't see it.
Oh, really? Well,
yes.
Okay. Marion votes yes. Oh, thank you for voting. Okay. Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
Nancy Sorden votes yes. Eric Ramey.
Can you come back to me at the end, please?
Okay. Eric Ramey.
No, I'm asking if you could come back to me, too, once you have. Can you come back to me later, please?
Well, everyone's voted except you.
They pass, Eric.
What's the count so far in either direction?
Oh, if she announces the count, that's it. That
Well, I could have just kept notes. I mean, I didn't know not to keep them. Can you just tell me the yeas and noes so far of the count?
All right. Anthony, no. Grace, no. Fred, no. Jan, no. Frank, no. Bill, no. Deb, no. Jim Brown, no. That's 8. Oh, noes. Okay, and the yeses are Bob Litter, yes. Serene, yes. Wesley Bethune, yes. Nancy Sabra-Nartemi, yes. Marianne, yes. Nancy Sorden, yes. So that's 6. 8-6 so far.
Everyone, I'm sorry. When I thought I replied to all, but it only went back to Phil, and that's why.
Oh, did I get dropped off?
Somebody else.
Shoot.
Okay, Eric, are you going to vote? Because we need to wrap this up.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. All right. So, Nancy, what's the total again, please?
Someone just got dropped. That might have been Nancy.
Bob or Bill, could you send this out to everybody, please?
Okay, I did send it to Marion, but yeah, I can forward it to everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just got it from you, Bill. Thank you.
Nancy Sabara, are you still with us? Maybe she's the one who...
This is Eric. It seems a bit awkward that we've already compelled everyone to vote, and then this comes out later. I mean, is this perfunctory or is this proper?
If we forced everyone to vote,
what's the point in sending this out?
People are entitled to see the text of it even after the vote. I mean, it would have been better beforehand, but we did read it out loud. So, Nancy, what's the total?
The total was 8 no and 6 yes. And, Eric, how did you vote? I didn't hear you.
He abstained. He abstained.
Oh, Eric abstained. Okay, and one abstention.
Okay, thank you. So the motion is not tabled, so we'll now go to a vote on the up or down on the motion itself.
I'm sorry, point of information.
Yes.
Okay, so I would like to amend this motion.
It's too late. We're out of time.
Oh, God.
Okay, so Nancy, please call the roll.
Okay, and a yes.
Oh, point of information.
Yes.
I did just email it, forwarded it to the whole committee, so check your email if you want to know about the text.
Okay.
I got it already.
Nancy, go ahead, please call the roll.
I'm sorry. May I just ask a quick question?
Yes.
Okay, so I believe that the use of the, I know you told me I can't amend it, so that's why I'm going to be voting against it. I don't understand how we can pass a motion about the CAB involvement when the LSB and CABs are supposed to be completely separate body.
It just says urge. Okay. We're not doing anything.
Hello?
Go ahead, Serene.
Yeah, so I don't see how we could be directing the work of the CAB. The CAB has a task.
Point of order. It did not say direct. Okay.
Frank, hang on one second. Let her finish. Go ahead, Serene. Just please wrap up.
I don't see how we can direct the CAB's involvement in anything. I'm not speaking to intention. It's just not a good player motion.
Okay.
Point of information. Am I the only one who sees the word urge for Serena seeing direct?
Okay. You want to ask him not to raise my name. Otherwise, I'll have to take a point of person.
Under Robert's rules, members should not invoke other members' names. Okay, so we are past time on this, so we really have to go to a vote on it. So, Nancy, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Chair, there's a discrepancy here. This does actually say LSB.
That was amended verbally.
It was.
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't know why we didn't send out the amended text. But
amend it.
It has been orally amended. So, Nancy, would you please call the roll on the motion itself?
On the motion itself, on the motion Jan just sent to all of us.
Right, with that oral amendment of LSB is LES.
Yes is to pass the motion, and no is not to.
Okay. Actually, let me, you know what, I think
This is much too vague.
Hold on, Eric. I am speaking. we don't want to create more confusion by the clarification. The only thing that was changed from LSB to LES was in the quote, to clarify section. It's not actually part of the motion. It's just a commentary. But the motion itself does say, resolve that the PNB Election Committee urge each local LSB and CAB to help create a volunteer election committee. So that is retained. So I just wanted people to be clear, LSB is still in the main motion itself, not in the clarification note. Okay. Now, Eric, did you have a question? Because we're way past debate.
Yeah, I didn't. It appears to me the motion is out of order. Just, you can go ahead, whatever. But I'm almost in agreement with Serene here. It says LSB and CAB. It looks like a collaborative effort here.
Well,
which should not be the case.
Right. I mean, you know, I agree that this is an ill-considered motion, but I don't think that it is explicitly out of order because it's not mandating them.
Okay.
I think it's, you know, it's a very bad idea, but I don't think it's out of order.
Okay.
So, all right. So, Nancy, please call the roll.
Okay. KPFA, Anthony Fisk.
Yes.
Yes. Anthony votes yes. Sharon Adams. Sharon, I did not hear you. Margie Wilkinson. Margie, I did not hear you. KPFK, Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Fred Blair.
Pass.
Fred passes. Okay, Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Jan votes yes. WBAI, Bob Litter.
No.
Bob votes no. Serene Roberts.
No.
Serene votes no. Frank Lefevre.
Yes.
Frank votes yes. KPFT, Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Bill votes yes. Wesley Bethune.
No.
Wesley Bethune votes no. And Nancy Sabar and Aritomi votes no. Deb Shafto.
Yes.
Deb votes yes. Deb Shafto votes yes. WPFW, Jim Brown.
No.
Jim Brown votes no. Marion Douglas Gonzaro.
No.
Marion votes no. Nancy Sorden.
No.
Nancy Sorden votes no. Eric Ramey.
No.
Eric Ramey votes no. Okay. The no's. Let's see. Anthony. Oh, no. I'm sorry. The no's are.
Fred.
Bob. Serene.
Nancy, I passed.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fred. Yes, right. You passed.
I'm going to vote yes.
Fred Blair votes yes. Okay. Thank you, Fred. I'm sorry. Okay. Here we go. Well, let's start with yeses. Okay. Anthony, yes. Grace, yes. Fred, yes. Jan, yes. Frank, yes. Bill, yes. Deb Shafto, yes. That's seven. Seven yeses. Okay. And those are, Bob, no. Serene, no. Wesley, no. Nancy Sabar, no. Marion, no. Nancy Sorden, no. And Eric, no. That's seven. Is that a tie?
Yeah, so 7-7 is a tie, and according to Robert's rules and our bylaws, on a tie vote on a motion, the motion fails. So we are now done with that item, and now we're on to the next meeting of this committee. So can I have a proposal for a date? And I have KPFTX open if people want to suggest dates. Well, actually, let me tell you what's open. That might be a little quicker. So if we're looking at, shall we look at 3 weeks from now, approximately? That would be the week of the 20th. Wow, that's a jam-packed week. Let's see. Well, no, some of these are local meetings. There's Monday the 20th is the KPFT Governance Committee, but nothing else. The Tuesday is National Finance, so that's out. Wednesday is coordinating, so that and WPFW LSB, so that's out. Thursday is the KPFK Outreach Committee. So, does anyone want to suggest any of those dates?
Which week are you talking about?
The
week of the 19th.
Yes.
This is Serene.
Go ahead.
So, I am wondering if we can look at Thursday the 16th, which is, there's a KPFK meeting, you know, at 10:30, so we would be done by then anyway. It's KPFK governance.
Okay. Any... any...
Oh, in fact, I'm sorry. Can I make a slightly different proposition?
Yeah. Sure.
That we choose the 14th and the 16th and see which of those dates works better for us, assuming, I'm assuming, that we would want to have the NES on, in which case, you know, we'd be able to offer two dates. The only two meetings on, the only meetings on those two nights are meetings in L.A., and that would be, you know, 10:30 Eastern, so we'd be finished.
Okay, so I think it's a very good idea to offer two options to Lynn. So any comments before we vote on the 14th and the 16th as the two options?
Yes. This is Bill.
Of June? Of June, yes. Bill?
Thank you.
Well, I think we do need to meet soon because we're way behind, and but I'm going to be out of town and traveling on the evening of the 16th. I can't meet then. I suggest we offer the choice of the 13th or the 14th, unless 13th. There's a conflict for anybody
well,
else. This is a personnel committee, but is anybody...
Personnel is the conflict for me.
Okay. The 14th is not a problem for anybody, though? How about the 9th, 8 days from today? The programming committee.
Programming is meeting.
Is that a problem for anyone?
Yes.
Yes.
You can't say that is the programming committee.
How about a Friday?
Oh, no. No.
I mean, just one little Friday, you know. Election.
That's what everybody says, just once, and you end up with a string of meetings.
Yeah, no.
Well, election and programming have a long history of Fridays because they were desperate.
Now,
B&B used to meet on Sundays a lot. years ago.
We have evolved. Okay.
Okay, so I'm not hearing any other specific proposals besides the 14th and the 16th. One last call if there's an alternate date someone wants to.
Something the week of the 5th.
Well, be specific. Actually, no, the week of June
you
5th
can.
Or July? Which do you mean, Eric?
June, so that would essentially
no,
be next week.
You need 7 days notice.
7 days notice, I'm sorry, yeah. Okay.
All right, did someone else have a proposal?
Well, 23rd, but you say that's too late. 14th, I think Wesley has something on.
Well, 14th and 16th are on the floor already, so the question is there any other alternative? So you want to put the 23rd on the floor as an alternative, Nancy?
No. 16th, I didn't notice. Yeah, 16th is possible because KPFK will be meeting a little bit. They'll just be doing two meetings that day.
Right.
I have something on the 14th.
I'm sorry? I didn't hear you.
Jim Brown, I have something on the 14th.
Okay.
What's the two?
Well, we're probably not going to be able to accommodate everyone on the next date, so are there any other proposals besides the 14th and the 16th? All right. Hearing none, are there any objections to offering Lynn the choice of the 14th or the 16th?
Well, I can't do it on the 16th, so I object to that date.
Okay.
Are we planning on having elections at this meeting?
Apparently, we'll be investing 30 minutes arguing about not having elections at the top of every meeting instead, so why bother to raise it? I mean, because regardless of what we agree, next time they'll say it was a substitute or something.
But let's be positive.
No, let's recall what happened at the start of this meeting.
Let's positively remember what happened.
Okay, so
remember what happened.
We're almost 20 minutes over now.
Mr. Chair, can we have a straight up or down vote on each date then, please?
Okay, yeah, sure, we can do that.
But I have a point of information.
Yes.
If the point is to offer Lynn a choice, how can we rule out?
Well, the committee has to vote on whether they want to offer her a choice. So,
Jan Goodman on the stack.
Okay, we're past time for
today. I just want to offer, ask for the first date if she can do it, And if she can't do it, then ask for the second date that people can't make it.
It seems like there's an issue on both dates.
Right. Yeah, I think the issue is there's some committee members who might miss one date and some who might miss the other, and then we don't know Lynn's schedule. So, I just think the simplest thing would be to offer the two dates and see. But let's put this to a vote. So there are objections to offering her both dates. Is that true? Does anyone object to offering the two dates?
Well,
I suggest we also offer the 12th to Sunday, and we'll see.
Okay, that's an amendment. Is there an objection to adding the 12th as a third option?
This is Eric. I'm not objecting to it, but I won't be able to make it.
Okay, is there anyone who's objecting to making this an offer to Lynn?
At what time?
Who offered the 12th? I forgot, I'm sorry.
That was me, Bill.
Bill, what time?
Actually, any time. It's okay with me for the 12th.
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm. All right, does anyone want to limit the time? Does anyone want to say that they would only support it if it was, you know, in the afternoon or the evening or something so we maximize attendance if that ends up being the date?
Can't make it at 12 at all.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's three that can't make it on
this
Sunday.
This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
So I can't make the 12th either, but I think if you are going to offer a Sunday, at least make it late on a Sunday rather than in the middle of someone's day. And considering that we're bi-coastal, although not necessarily bi-friendly, I think doing it in the middle of the day would make it even worse. So it should be after, you know, I would say at least after 8 p.m. Eastern, but ending by 10 p.m. Eastern. So people who have to work, you know, start their work week the next morning have a shot at it.
Okay, so let's try to wrap this up. So the proposal then would be that the third option be Sunday, June 12th, between 8 and 10 Eastern, not that it would be a two-hour meeting, but that, you know, it would fall within that range. So is there an objection to adding that as a third option? Okay, hearing none, then that's added. So now we have the 12th, the 14th, and the 16th. Is there any objection to offering Lynn all three of those possibilities?
I'm sorry, can you...
Go ahead, Serene.
Can we specify that she be told how many people can't make each day?
Sure. All right, so let's take them one at a time. How many, say your name if you cannot attend the 12th, Sunday the 12th.
Jan Goodman.
Jan.
Jim Brown.
Jim.
Grace Aaron.
Grace. Any others?
Eric Ray.
Eric.
Okay. Was
that
it? I
say we nix the 12th.
I object to the 12th.
You're
losing five of the nine-person quorum.
No, now that we're at four members, that's a different story.
Five.
Five, okay. So is there any objection to dropping the 12th? Okay. All right, so we're back to the 14th and 16th. So
you don't want to accept it. You just want to get emotional and yell at me and tell
you
why.
Excuse me, we're trying to wrap up a vote here.
But you're not pointing anything out.
Excuse me. Can people please...
Sorry.
So we can get on with this. All right. How many? Say your name if you cannot attend on the 14th. That's a Tuesday.
Wesley Bethune, KPFT.
Cannot.
And Jim Brown.
Jim. Anyone else? Okay. And say your name if you cannot attend on Thursday the 16th.
Bill.
Bill. Anyone else?
We have a governance committee meeting.
But that's at 10:30 Eastern.
It's 2 hours later.
Right, that's past our adjourn time or at our adjourn time.
Difficult because driving to the station, cell reception is not that good.
Okay, so are you saying that we should report that you're one of the people who could not attend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
Deb
so we have.
Also.
And who?
Deb Shafto also.
Deb could
on
not
the 16th,
attend. Okay. All right. So I have On the 14th, Wesley and Jim cannot attend. On the 16th, Bill, Grace, and Deb cannot attend. Correct? Okay. So is there any objection to approving those two options for Lynn, telling her that there's two on one day and three on the other who can't attend? Okay? All right. Hearing none.
How about one more day? 23rd.
No, I really think we've gone through the mill on this, and unless there's a strong objection, I would like us to move on.
I've got a point of clarification. Only one of these dates is an option. There's a primary date, and then there's an option.
No,
I mean,
we did not agree that one is primary.
It's being stated as two options. If there's two options, there's three dates available.
No, there are two dates, the 14th and 16th. We ruled out the 12th.
Yeah, I'm saying only one of these is an option. There's only one addition. There's one date, and then there's an option.
No, there are two equal options. Okay, we're not expressing.
So one is a date, and the other is an alternative, but whichever, neither is.
No, we're off. We don't know Lynn's schedule, and we do want her on the call. We're going to say the committee can meet with you either on the 14th
or
16th. Right.
Yeah.
Which works better with your schedule?
Right. Okay, so that's decided, 14th, 16th. I'll contact Lynn and get back to people as soon as I hear from her. All right, so that's it for the meeting. So thank you all, and
I'm up to adjourn.
And no need to move it. We're way past time. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you.